Mr. Speaker, I'm standing on Order 64 to raise a quorum for the transaction of business this morning. Mr. Speaker, they bring business to this House and they can't consistently lie on our numbers to have business of government executed. For me, it demonstrates lack of seriousness, and I don't think that we need to be giving them this opportunity. Mr. Speaker, last week and last 2 weeks, I raised this issue. They are in our constituencies campaigning, yet they expect us to execute their business for them. It is completely unacceptable. We could have also done that. We could have left this House, left our legislative responsibility, what we were voted by our constituents and the people of this country to do. We could have done that, but we have decided to act responsibly for the good of this country, for our electoral people who we are representing, for Mother Ghana. So I really don't think that it is appropriate that they rely on our numbers to execute businesses they bring to this House.
The minister is already in engagement with the chairman, the ranking, on item V and item V1. So I wanted to just draw your attention.
I have not flouted any of the provisions of the standing order. As we are at your discretion. But the minister should be at least allowed to lay the paper. And then, Speaker, out of your wisdom, you can do the appropriate referral. Then we can take it from there. So you raise the quorum just to stop us from laying the paper. This is most unfair.